Welcome to another episode of Thinking Out Loud. It's, it's the middle of the day, it's the middle of the week, and I realized I haven't really updated my podcast in a while. I have two series that's coming out because I really want to wait until they are done, and they finally are. It's over, but this is going to be a series review of Be My Superstar Cop. This story follows a superstar Achi, who is doing Lock Horns. He is being played by First, who is so passionate about his job. He does well, he's a superstar, every fan loves him. He's worldwide known, and he is the starring lead role, I guess you could say. And then there is Ja Sunsari. I think that's his name, Sunsari. I don't know how to pronounce his last name because I'm not going that far. But yeah, Ja. So Ja plays Pun, who I feel like Pun is kind of like First, and Achi is kind of like Ja. And Ja and First switched roles. Very new concept. I like it. And that is great. I love that. And Pun is a film major. He is a student, and he happened to love Achi since he was in high school. Achi doesn't remember all of that, like that little one interaction. I literally thought that that's how the foundation would start with, but Achi doesn't seem to remember all of that. But he does feel like, okay, well, if this man really genuinely likes me, I'm gonna give him a chance. They do, they start dating, and then so forth, and whatever. I'm gonna leave you up to watch this series. This series, at first, I really didn't like the fact that First wasn't Pun, because that's his nature in real life. The way that he acts and, like, you know, in public is kind of like Pun, you know, silly, goofy, does whatever, you know, and then have a loving, I mean, I don't know his parents, I don't know him that deep, but that's how it sounds like. And then there is, what's it called, who's the name, sorry, Pun, yes, Ja. Sorry, I'm just up in the morning and it's just really good. Okay, yeah. So there's Pun, who is kind of like, this is the first time I've seen Ja being silly and not like Leo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's silly, funny. And this drama, I feel like this drama is a feel-good series. It's not, nothing bad about it, nothing good. I feel like they missed some points where they could have gone home run. But this series really, like, it made me, I just love Ja First so much. And shout out to Boston and Joe, who were playing, Joe was playing Dr. Ning, and then Boston was playing he was playing the actor best friend to Achi. And he was also an actor, like a supporting character, basically. He's the, Boston's name is Ming Wang, so he's Ming, right? Okay, so there's Ming and Ning, who are also, like, Ming's story is that he fell in love with Ning by having a one-night stand, and he loves him so much that he really wants to pursue a relationship without knowing that Ning already has someone who had a crush on someone, and he had a crush on someone, and he just didn't really think that he would fall in love with anybody else because he was kind of stuck on the lady. But now that he has sort of kind of like opened up his heart to Ming. Yes, open up his heart to Ming. He has decided to have all of this discussion, and he realizes at the end of the episode, he realizes that he can't love anyone as much as he's loved Ming. I'm talking about the doctor. Yes, Dr. Ning loves Ming at the end of the episode, because the guy that he liked came back. He went to abroad, came back, doctor's friend. You watch more in the series, and then you can't tell from that. I'm gonna tell more. It's really great. I liked it. It was very short and sweet. What I didn't like, I don't like when BLs do this, is when they have 12 episodes and when there's a conflict between your two characters that you're having a problem with, they rush the ending and you're like, okay, well, problem solved. No, I want you to talk it out. Yes. The conflict in this series was, it was episode, like I said, my episode that I was really, really, I hated was episode 10 to 12. Because 10, it makes sense that the lady gets to go to jail. Honestly, I feel like it didn't have to reach that point. They could have talked it out, reached a conversation. And then, like, character development, I feel like they shouldn't have just ended up in jail. But sometimes I was frustrated with this lady because I was just like, you don't know who you're playing with. Like, you know, you're just endangering people's lives and you're just using a person who really wants kickbacks into the industry. Like, you've had him, you know, be a part of your company, and you're just using him to carry out your little petty goals against the other team's manager. And that's not cool. Like, that's not cool. Like, that's betrayal. Like, why would you do that? Like, you know what I mean? And, like, shouts out to money. Like, you can always ask for more money, but don't cheat your artists out of your money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you cheating them out of their money just because of their popularity and how much money the company's willing to give them? It's just ridiculous. It's just dumb. But I really wish they had gone deeper into that, because apparently in Thai these things happen, allegedly. I'm gonna say allegedly because I don't know, I'm not there. So, like, it just, the whole thing is just about these type of conflicts and things get solved out in the end. I loved everything about it. I really loved Achi and Pun's relationship, how they delved into it. Because, to be honest, like, Achi, it seemed like Achi was alone. He doesn't have a mom. They didn't really talk about the dad, really. They just said that how he lost both of his parents. And, well, actually, I lied. I didn't know if they were talking about their parents. I just heard that he didn't have a mom and, you know, he's alone and all he does is focus on work. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, he's alone, but he's managed to be an actor so far. He hasn't had anyone to rely on, no one to give him advice, and that's cool. Pun has his whole family support. He has his grandma, his mom, his dad, his brother. So he's like the, yes, I'm loved. Everyone loves me. I got the support. Great, great, great. But then your conflict was, the breakup scene is what I don't understand. Like, I get that he was angry, that he thought that Aichi used his love as a reference for his acting. So basically, like, in Japan, so let me go back for y'all. Let me just go back for y'all, for the people that don't want to watch the series. The problem here, okay, is that, okay, so during the beginning, when Pun was trying to, I think, get an internship on Achi's set, he finally gets it, and then I think, well, he kind of lost one of his internships prospects, but then he finally gets one on the set of Achi's Lacorne drama, and he was like, yay, happy, yay, yay, yay. He gets to be close to his artist. He's been trying to find ways to get close to him. And then Ming, who sees him pining after Achi, says, okay, well, if you want this, I'm his best friend, and you're going to be like my son. So you have to call me Daddy Ming.
So whenever you see me, you have to call me daddy. So anything. So, well, daddy in Thai is Paul, right? So he calls him Paul Meng, right? And Paul, you know, the dad, is trying to help his son try to get the man that he's always been pining after. He knows the story. He fell in love with him 9 years ago. All the whole deal. So the thing is that's what happened. And then so throughout the whole, from episode 1 to 5, is him trying to approach Achi, giving any certain circumstances, like anywhere to be near him. And Meng is giving him these opportunities to do so until he learns that Title, who is his co-worker on this Lacorn, does not like him when he sees him trying to approach Achi. So Achi's so good-natured that he literally, I feel like he was just being naive or just really doesn't think about how other people view him. I think he's had, honestly, a lot of people really like him, you know? And I'm like, I mean, he's unproblematic. He's quiet. He's cute. You want to be taking care of this man? I get it. You know what I mean? So, like, why not with Achi? So, Achi's like, but sometimes you don't know who's approaching you. Like, that's a kind of actor's mentality, you know? When you get to that fame, like, that level of famous, you just don't know who to trust. But I think he always thought of Title as his co-worker, best friend, as you say, like something like that. So I guess in that perspective, he really didn't think more of Title. And the way that he likes Achi is so noticeable. And I'm just like, how do you not notice that this man is liking you? Like, how do you not notice? But you know, it's all fun and games for the drama. So I liked it anyway. So he's doing it. They're getting all of this. I really liked it. I really loved it. Really, I just loved the drama. It really came together. They really did good work on it. To be honest, I wish for the more intensity in it, because literally it was only that other witch, the other witch, and the drama that was just being what it is. I just really loved it. What I was saying before, like, Title was Title really liked thing. He really didn't like the fact that Pun was trying to approach Achi, so he tried anything to do is to spell the fact that, yeah, like, Achi is cute, he's good natured, but like, I can touch him here, I can rile you up in that sense, you know what I mean? So he's been doing that throughout the whole episode, and he really did good. He made me want to hate him. But I can't hate him, because, you know, he's gullible. I can say that. He's very much gullible. That's what I can say. He's very gullible in that sense. But like, he's gullible and naive, and he really wanted Achi to look at him, and that's fair. Like, you know, you like someone, you want them to look at you. I understand that. Like, I've had a crush on someone and I wish they would look at me, take care of me, just how they take care of everybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I totally get it. So it makes sense. And then what had happened was that when that happened, when he was into it, like, you know, as Pun, he really just needed Ming's help to, like, get Achi to focus on Pun's feelings for, and he really did well too. They really did well up until, like I said, the 3 episodes that I really, really don't get, because he confessed his feelings in episode 7. In episode 7, Pun confessed to Achi in his living room, because he was, as soon as that Lacorn was done, he was going to go to Japan and act it there. And then when he act, sorry, the movie was called Dragon's Movie, I think, something, Dragon, whatever. And he's about to go to Japan, and then they were sitting down discussing, and then Pun reveals, oh, I like you, and before you go to Japan, I need to tell you so that you know. So while Actually, he's thinking about this. He's like, should I give him a chance? Should I not? Maybe, you know, he's a cute puppy. He's been around. He showed that he's good. He doesn't want nothing else from me. So he's like, okay, wait, great. Might as well just, you know. So then after that whole thing, Archie goes to, and guess who decides to join him on the project? Title. Title joins him with the project. He could see clearly when he's with the director and the lead man with him, and then the co-worker. They were all sitting down in Japanese. They're sitting down having this dinner, and then they were talking about everything. And then obviously when you're sitting down and talking, you can clearly see the hate that he has on his face. And instead of, like, you know, I don't know what he's gonna do about it, but instead of doing it that way, he kind of just kind of like goes to tell Pun about this little tidbits about, oh my god, you know that I know that you have, it's like, you know, it's like the confrontational riling up type of thing. Like, he really grinds my gears. And this prompts Pun to come to Japan because he really misses his, well, I mean, I thought that he would miss his boyfriend, but the same thing. But he goes to Japan. His the lead actor that was there, what's his name? The guy that was there, Kevin, who was played by, don't remember, but I will say, okay, look it up yourself. Go watch the series and then you'll know. But, like, yeah, he came in all swag, like, oh my god, like, why? Like, when Pen goes to Japan, that's literally it. So basically, like, the contract clause, oh my gosh, there's just so many things that I can't say. You guys just have to go watch it for yourself. I'm gonna end that there. Watch it for yourself. There's so many things in between. I don't want to say it all on the podcast because then it's demeaning my review. The review is, I'm giving it a 7 out of 10 because I would have given it an 8 if they had gone farther with these espionage. I guess more of the espionage, and I really wanted the couple to sit down and talk about what they really want from your relationship. Because Pun got angry, right? He got angry. He got mad because Achi used his love into the story that he was doing. Like, he basically thought that he was using this opportunity to basically saying that he's using his emotions on a fake character, and he felt upset. And that's what I needed him to, like, clarify. It's like, I want, like, all the times that he was not saying anything, I'm like, no, actually, you need to tell him that I'm not using your emotions for this character. Obviously, my feelings are real. That's why I put it into my work, because when I'm looking at that Kevin, when I'm looking at him, I'm thinking of you. It's not just because he's a character to me. It's because my love for you just goes, like, I just imagine him as you because I love you and you're the one that I want to kiss, love up on. Like, that's the scenario from this freaking movie that I took from, the inspiration from, is because I only see you. And Penn's thoughts were like, well, I'm not a fake character, I'm not this, I'm not that, I don't think you're acting well enough, blah blah blah, I think all of your feelings are fake, you're an actor, you're acting, what can I say to you, I'm not a director, I can't yell cut. I'm just like, no, god. And I'm like, starting here, I'm like, actually, say something, say anything, anything. And he's like, well, what do you want me to do to prove it? And he did it. I mean, what can Pun say? To be honest, I would have hoped that I said, no, I want to see you do more for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm the one who's been doing all of these things. The only thing that she has done is send him food support. And I'm like, see, the nigga supports you. Like, he gives you food support. Like, imagine someone in your freaking school and you're like, oh, your boyfriend is sending you food support, you're not gonna say nothing? Like, that's how he shows his love and support. And they didn't do anything about it. And that's why I got so frustrated. I'm just like, no, you guys need to talk. And they didn't. he went to Japan to do the promo for the movie. And then he also, well, and he realized that, oh, yeah, he needs to go talk to him. Talk to his mom about, oh, like, maybe it's not that fake. And maybe you need to understand him more. And I'm like, yeah, obviously you have to, because it's his job. It's his job to act. What more do you want from this nigga? Like, he's by himself. He doesn't have no family. What do you expect? So, yeah. That was it. And I was like, wow. Wow. So, I give it a 7. I know I said I give it a 7. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to do 7.5. And I want y'all to, like, judge it for yourself. I want y'all to watch this and judge for yourself how you like it, how you do with it. This is a really, I love this reaction review because I really want people to go and see it. Jaffer's done well. I like this new series. I hope I see more. Right now, there's a few ones that I wanted to do. I'm going to review The Jungle. It's not a BL. Haha. It's not a BL. But The Jungle, The Jungle is so long. It's 16 episodes. And if you're still in it, be in it, because next week is going to be the Jungle review. Thank you guys for being a part of my podcast for so long. I know you guys have been waiting for me to turn it up, to release every week, but it's just not happening because I have school, I have work. But honestly, it's just, I really love doing this. I really like having to release something and having you guys just react on my voice. Like I said, if you need to at me, my at socials on Instagram is at Becca and R26 Twitter. That's X. The X now called Twitter, formerly called Twitter. And then there is my Instagram. Sorry, excuse me. And it's my Instagram, NNN25. If you want to chat with me with any series that you want to talk about and want me to watch, hit me up. I'll watch it. Anything that's regarding to anything that's out there, I don't know. I was going to do a political review, but I'm not going to do that because Canadians, there's just something wrong with Canada, but like, there's so many things happening, and I don't want to include that in my BL. My BL just for me to rant about BL series, about what's going on in my day-to-day life. So, you know, I hope yours is as great as it has been. I'm glad you stuck to the end of my app podcast. Please, 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 please be nice to me. Be kind. And I'll see you, y'all, on the next one. Y'all, goodbye. Have a great day, y'all. Bye.